Now, staying with diplomacy, Donald Trump hosted the de facto leader of Saudi Arabia in the Oval Office this week. It's the first time Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had stepped foot in the White House since the murder of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was assassinated at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. A CIA report alleged that the Crown Prince had ordered the killing, but rather than damning his guest, Donald Trump defended him.
As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Now, earlier in the year, we talked with Jamal Khashoggi's widow, Hanan Khashoggi, who lives in the States. We thought we'd check in on her in the wake of that Oval Office meeting. Hanan, it's Nick.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Nick. How are you?
I am good, but how are you? What a harrowing week it must have been.
It is very tough and is very heavy and a lot of surprised.
Well, I wonder, when you heard Donald Trump say things happen about the killing, the murder of Jamal, how did you feel when you heard the president say that?
It was a shocking for me because it sounded like justifying the crime. It is saying things happened. He was not being liked by everyone. It's okay to kidnap him, torture him, and kill him and cut his body. I perceive it this way, Mr. Nick.
I mean, Donald Trump said that the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman knew nothing about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and we can leave it at that, as the president put it. And yet, a CIA report in 2021 concluded bin Salman had actually ordered the killing. Again, I mean, what was your response to the president basically exonerating the man who allegedly ordered your husband's killing?
Again, it was very disappointed for me because it does not match with the admitting of the Crown Prince himself in 60 Minutes in 2019. He took responsibility. He takes the accountability and he promised he will do something, which is he did not do something, anything further step. He didn't do any further step after he admit and take a responsibility. It does not match what happened in this recent press conference.
Just talking about that press conference, the reporter who asked the Crown Prince about Jamal Khashoggi's killing was Mary Bruce, a correspondent with the US network ABC. Your Royal Highness, she
and
said.
Your Royal Highness, the US intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office.
Who are you with? Who are
Why
you?
Should Americans trust
who are
you?
With?
You?
No, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
And Donald Trump criticized her for asking that question.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the
but
worst
the
one of the worst
sir.
In the business. But I'll answer your question.
And again, I mean, watching
I
that press
business,
availability unfold, how did it make you feel?
I felt very disappointed because what is the difference now between a Western country like US or Australia or UK and a third world country where is depressing the press and does not allow the press to be free and speak up. I felt very strange. It does not suit the American value to just silence a journalist. She's doing her job by transparent and ask what is she supposed to do, what she's supposed to. She's doing her job, basically. Yes, I did feel disappointed, Mr. Nick.
One of the things that's happened this week is a massive show of support for Mary Bruce of the ABC. So many of journalists have said she was absolutely right to ask that question. So many other people have said she was absolutely right to ask that question. Has that given you heart?
It was a big gift for me because I was not expected Jamal colleague to remember him. But I realized, no, the whole world still remember Jamal. The whole world, I'm talking about his colleague, especially his colleague in journalism and in media field. And that's make me happy. And immediately we spoke with her. Me and my lawyer, we spoke to her and agreeing her. And in fact, I did have an interview with her yesterday.
Tell me about that conversation. What did you say to her?
I said, you remind me, Jamal. You are a brave lady and transparent and you're doing your job. And I hope one day you will be awarded under the name of Jamal Khashoggi.
Hmm. That's a lovely thought. I wonder how many people have shown you support this week. How many people have got in touch with you and said, we have not forgotten Jamal?
You will be surprised there, sir. People, they didn't know much about me, but now they are aware. There is another alive victim, which is, it's me, his wife.
One thing that has happened this week is a lot of people have remembered Jamal Khashoggi. What struck me was a lot of journalists at the Washington Post, the newspaper that he wrote opinion pieces for, were tweeting about Jamal Khashoggi. Somebody who might have sort of slipped from people's memories was very much in the forefront again. Did you get some comfort from that?
Big time. I felt great. I was crying from the joy. The fact I realized, no, his colleagues still remember him. He's not been forgotten. And this was, I'm struggling alone. And because I'm through a big battle, sir. It's not an easy battle, I have to tell you. I'm in a hell for 7 years. But I thought I'm standing alone and there is no one around aware or remembering him and his sacrifice. But I realize press conference, it's backfiring them. It came to the benefit of Jamal Khashoggi. It did light his name again, and I was very happy about it, sir. Even I feel sore he's not here. He's not receiving the crown prince himself because Jamal did not have nothing against the crown prince. But it did give me a big, great feeling, sir, by I seen how much he been loved around the world and his colleague, especially his colleague, still remembering him and they care about his sacrifice.
Hanan Khashoggi, thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you, Mr. Nick. It was nice to talk to you after a long time.
Yeah, that's Hanan Khashoggi, the widow of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.